Toiv, Derech Gimel, Daf Nun Aleph, Vavichus Fasayim. Literally translated, lengthy lips. Is the sod of Havana Amuka, is the secret of deep understanding. Koyach Hadibu, the power of speech. Haderech HaShlishi, Vavichus Fasayim. Mashmoyza Laisoy Seder, La'aroch. La'aroch doesn't mean, Arichas Sefer doesn't mean length, it means La'aroch. Shulchan Aroch means to order, to Mesadeh, Bezrat HaSfasai, is to use your lips in order to organize and order things. Kloima, Begdei Le'agye La'avona Misuderes Ubrura, in order to get to a clear, ordered understanding, La'aymek HaChochma, to the depths of wisdom, Anachnu Tzrichim Lishtamesh B'Sfasai. We have to use our lips. Aleinu lahavir es hadvari b'kol rav. You have to express the things you're trying to understand in a loud voice. Lo pam pagashno anashim shohelchim b'rechov u'medemi la'atzman. Umaitcha. Often you go in the street, you have people talking to themselves, right? It's just that people talking to themselves, they're sugar, right? First sign of madness is you start talking to yourself, right? Haim gamatai says this. Lefamim, you also talk to yourself sometimes. Of course. Im kaimatai velama. Why do you talk to yourself? When do you talk to yourself? Bekol oifen kedei ledat shibitu hamachshavot bekol ram hi technika tikshoretit rabba atzuma. Rabat otzma. This technique, this tool of expressing your thoughts verbally, is a very powerful tool. Lekol adam yesh mai. Mantera b'chaim. Oh, mantra b'chaim. Ah, that's what he said. Everyone's got his favorite catchphrase. Let's get it out of the realm of the mystique here. It's called a spade, right? Hamantra yichole liyoit hamusika v'ahuva alav. His favorite tune, his favorite niggun. Or anoa yishit shelo b'chaim, certain private pleasure that he enjoys. In the world of the Loim Dei Torah, there's a very unique music. It enables them to go deeper and deeper in Limud. You'll have people, when they're learning, they're singing, they've got a tune. Everyone's got his own unique nigun. The deeper you get into yourself, the deeper you get into learning, you start discovering your own unique nigun. Zaylimim yachad vahifchim la'echad hatzlilim matzitim es manua halimuda shalcho. The nigger, the tune, enables you to learn better and better. So the more person starts learning, the more he gets into touch with the unique nigger that he connects with his learning with. So it helps him to learn better and it helps him to understand things better. Vada mitzet et atzmacha pam anase lilmur id lemifchan begamara vatakoyre vanyonim zozot varosh nisha machov. Very often you find yourself busy learning a Gemara. You want to go Gemara test, or you're trying to do Chazar or whatever, and you find that the words are Zoreming, but your head's still back there. Your head never went along with the lips, right? You suddenly find yourself halfway down the Amud, and you haven't even noticed that that's where you are. You say, hey, where, how did I get here? Yeah? You're reading, you're carrying on, you're down at the bottom of the Amud already, but your head's still at the, you know, you haven't got it at the block. You're still in the starting stalls, yeah? B'chutz aviv, hatziporim metzetzot, outside in aviv, in what, autumn, spring, in spring the birds are chirping. Hashemesh zoreches, v'ata magish takua b'cheide im asfarim, tenaseh et haderech hashlishis. The birds are chirping outside, it's spring, the sun's shining, it's beautiful outside, or whatever, and you're stuck inside with a bunch of books, right? Tatchil lekroa et achoyim el ha'at u'bekol ram. Start learning the stuff slowly and saying it aloud. V'tavta legalut eich bezman katzeh, hatzlochus likanes l'toich ha'noise u'leitzrakez bo. And you'll be amazed how very quickly you get into the subject matter and how much you're able to concentrate on it. So start reading it loud and slowly. Lo mashenei ma'ata koreh, doesn't matter what you're reading. Afilu imu dobeh b'divei musa v'agod. Even if it's divei musa, agadetah. Karala at ubakol, read it slowly and aloud. ותמצא את עצמך ברמה שונה לגמרי של עוון וריכוז. You'll find yourself on a completely different level of understanding and concentration. בפעמים הראשונות, אולי תרגיש קצת מטופש. In the beginning, you feel a bit like an idiot, yeah? אך אל דאגה, don't worry, בתוך זמן קצר כבר תהיה בעניונים, you'll see that very shortly you already begin to the subject, ותתחיל להנות מהתוצאות, and you start enjoying from the benefits, from the consequences of what you've been doing. זו הסיבה מדוע כוס והספרים הקדושים לברך את הברוכס בכל רם, כי הכל מאירי הכוונה. That's what it says in the Svarim HaKadoshim, in the Mishneh Berurah, that it's very important to say brochas out loud, certainly loud enough that your ears can hear. Shmoneh Esrei also taught down in Locha that you should daven loud enough that your ears can hear, but not that your guest standing next to your ears can hear. But be very careful. People don't know this. People daven aloud. It's mamash mafing the guy next to you. Terrible things it says there in the Locha about a person who davens loud so that other people can hear. You have to daven loud enough that you can hear, but not loud enough the next guy can hear. But there's an aspect of Arichas Fasayim, use your lips so that Shmeas Oizen, so that you can hear what you say. Now I said to Posuk, I don't know if you'll bring the Posuk later, but it's the Posuk. It says, Ubilvavcha, Uleficha, Laasis is called Varimailu. It's in your lave and in your mouth. Laasis is called Varimailu. In order to get something, no, Beficha Ulevavcha. It's Beficha Ulevavcha Laasis. It's called Varimailu. It means first you've got to speak it out before you can get it into your lave. Obviously, you have to have thought about it at some point. I mean, you can't just start speaking. You have to think about what you say. But understanding starts with speaking. Emanti ki adabe. Oh, that's another raya. I have imuna, I believe, because I spoke. Because I got it. Oh, so we don't have to go by till we've got it. Wash it, yeah? Sapel atzmacha al ikronot chayecho. Speak to yourself about the fundamentals of life. Otsula rega v'chashuv. Lama nichai? This keeps coming up, right? We're not going to ever leave you alone on this one, yeah? What am I living for? Achshav na'aseh la'anot la'atzmacha b'kol. Ani chai bishvil dot 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 dot. You fill in the dots, yeah? Lama nichai? What am I living for? I'm living for... Right, Magish Hahevdel? You see the difference? You see the difference when you just sort of like, no, say it. I am living. What do you want written on your tombstone? I want written on my tombstone. Yalaz, boom, 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 boom. Say it. Say that out to yourself. Bitu ikronit yosodim b'kol u'oizelanu lahamchish la'atzmeinu at kama anachnu be'emet chayim. When you say it out, it enables you to actualize for ourselves how much we're really living with these fundamentals. But and how do they express themselves in our day-to-day lives? We believe a lot of things and we know a lot of things, but do we really live according to them? Everybody wants to be happy. Matzliach b'limud haTorah, everybody wants to have a tzlocha in their learning. Nagia l'shleimus b'avodas Hashem, everybody wants to be an emesik eved Hashem. Kunali reitzim limtzot et ha-potential ha-ishi ha-tomen banu. We all want to express the incredible potential that we all have, the unique potential that we all have in us. U'baru koni lo reitzim lahasid netachim nechbadim min ha-potential hazeh. And it's clear to everybody, and everybody would admit it, that we don't want to waste any of the potential that we have. Poshut chaval lanu aleihem. It's a tragedy. V'anachnu reitzim liyot toivim, tzadikim, talmid chachamim. We all want to be great. There's no one person who got to me, you want to be great? Of course he wants to be great. He just doesn't know how, so he's given up, or he doesn't know how, and he hasn't given up. But we're all flying around wanting to do all these things. V'anachnu reitzim kol davar tov sheyesh bo olam bishvil atzmeinu. We all want what's good. Whatever's magiyali, that's good. I want. Bishvil ha'oivim aleinu l'man am Yisrael kulo. What's beloved to us, and because of we want to be the best yid we can be. Im zayt ha'emes gam legavech, as tagit b'ko. So then, get this clear. Ani rotze la'tzlich b'limud ha'Torah. Say it aloud. אני רוצה להצליח בשומר הצעיר. Got yourself, sit yourself down in a room, go sit yourself down in a corner somewhere, you're not going to be disturbed for 20 minutes. This is Musa Seder. Mahadran min a Mahadran Musa Seder. 40 days, every day, 15 minutes, go sit in a corner with these five words and drill it into your kishkas using emotional arousal. Ani rotze latzlich b'limud ha'Torah, or ani rotze latzlich for whatever it is. Drill it into your kishkas the way the Bale Musa say you have to. If you can cry, it's even better. Find a soundproof room where you can scream even better. Use all the emotional arousal. Punch the table if you can. Rebecca Schmooze on internalization. Whatever it means. Get it in. Chazur la mishpat hazeh kama pa'amim b'retzifut. Say it over and over. Techol afilu lakit et advarim. Record it. Stick it on your MP12 and when you walk around, plug those things into your ears and let it drill it into your ears. Hakshev heitiv la'atzmacha. Eich ata nishma. Mishachner. How does it sound? Convincing? Vakshava la'atzmacha toicha lagalot im ata be'emek mitkaven lama shata oime. If you listen carefully, do you really mean it? When someone talks to you and they tell you something, you can guess straight away if they really mean it or not, right? Unless he's a good cod. But you hear about thinking, yeah, I'm going to do this. Yeah, you know that tomorrow you're going to have to ask him again, right? Because he doesn't sound that convincing. So when you listen to yourself, how convincing are you? Do you believe yourself? Do you really want it? צריך להתייחס למילים הללו כמו לכידורי רובה, what?
כידורי
רובה. Yeah, what? Like bullets. You have to relate to these words, ממש like bullets. אתה שולח את המילים לאהבה מטרה, you're sending these words out in order to achieve a goal, אם פספסת, כיוון שלא כיוונת, הייתי. If you don't get it, it means you don't really have the right כוונה. בעזרת המילים אפשר לבדוק מה באמת חושב האדם. By the words that a person speaks, you can really understand what the person is thinking. אפשר לא אומר שהדיבור ממחיש את המאזן הנוכחי בין הגוף לנפש של האדם המדבר. It's possible to say that the words actualize the maazan is a, what's an accounting is a,
like a balance.
Your maazan is the balance sheet. The accountant keeps calling up for maazan. I always thought it was something to do with food. And I'm Muslim. In Amharic, what can I do? The accountant keeps asking for the maazan. I keep telling him it's not a restaurant. So. To get to the correct balance between aguf lenefesh shalav and abedabe, the speech is that which creates the balance between the guf and the nefesh of a person. And it's no coincidence, by the way, that the vocal cords are exactly at the transition from guf to rosh. The head, which is the person, that's the neshama, that's where things happen. The guf is below the vocal cords, and the rosh is above the vocal cords. This is where the head joins. The throat is where the head joins the guf, yeah? That's where the transition between what's going on in the rosh makes its way down into the guf. And it's via the vocal cords. That's where the connection between those two things is. Not a coincidence. קלטה במושג חשוב כלשהו שאתה מגיש שמשמעו איסה אינו ברור לך לחילותון. If you came across a certain idea, a very important idea that you believe is very, very important, זה חושב אפילו, but it's not exactly clear to you, או שהוא קשה להבנה, or it's difficult to understand, you haven't grasped it, תסבר את המושג, explain it to yourself, תאר אותו, עד שתצליח להביא לעצמך את המושג כפי רצית, until you're able to clarify the matter the way you want. Or at least come to understand what you don't understand. We don't have to understand everything, it's impossible, but at least we should know what we don't understand. בעזרת הדיבור אנחנו יכולים לאתר זדקים בחשיבה שלנו. Via the help using words, we're able to create little זדקים, little cracks in our thought processes. דקים כאלו שלא יודעים לא היינו נוכלים לגלות these cracks in our thought, these gaps in what we don't understand, you will never be able to reveal. Ilu shamana es hamachshavot no lomot amok b'tay harosh. If you just keep it in your head, you wouldn't think about it. You would never be able to realize where there are these shortcomings in your thought processes. When you start trying to explain it to someone else, sometimes you realize this all the time. You know you understand the sugya well. You've got it clear, right? So your chavrusa asks you to explain it to him. So you start explaining it to him, and you realize you haven't got it so clear, right? I prepare shia, I've got it clear. I understand the sugya well. I said, and I start talking. I realize, I hope no one's yelling me because it doesn't make too much sense. Well, maybe I can just push it through quickly. If I speak quickly enough and loud enough, they'll believe me that I know what I'm talking about. No one will cup it, right? But you realize straight away you haven't cupped it. So speak it out to yourself. Talk it over to yourself. Get it clear. These cracks in our thoughts, if you didn't speak them out, they would just stay there in the recesses of our brain, being well covered up by our lack of effort. Everybody remembers in a certain situation, the Rebbe in the Cheder, or wherever it was, asked the question. You put up your hand and you know you've got the answer already, right? When you start talking, suddenly you get stuck. כי המילים לא בדיוק מבולות לאותו המקום עליו כיווינו להגיע. We suddenly realize that our thoughts are not exactly clear. We don't really know where we're going, where we thought we were going with our thoughts. הדיבור בקול רם מחזיר אותנו לקרקע המציאות. Speaking things that bring you down to the ground. מעמיד אותנו על העבדות, ובמקרא אומר מראה לנו כי הרעיון המחשבתי שלנו לא היה ברור בשלם כמו שחשבנו מלכתחילה. Makes you realize that things weren't as clear as you thought they were. As we explained, over the milim, as hamachshavot shalcha, al titein lehem l'shchav l'netzach v'chkti hamachshavcha. Words that you have internalized, that you have in your thought processes, don't leave them there in the brain alone. L'kol tov ha-chochma yesh gam tzad ma'isi. Every aspect of chochma has its practical application. V'pam ha-ba she'tishmash divrei chochma, hafuch otam l'achlata. Take these ideas and turn them into decision making. Ain kol tam lashir et harayonot hamukim b'tzuros hamofshatet b'chasat hamimush. Don't leave these ideas in a vague kind of way. Make them real. Bring them down aloch al ha'maisa. Speak it out. Actualize them. Get them clear so that you own them. I think that's enough for one day. Huh? I know we've got 10 minutes, but I really don't want to. It was just more fact that we're gonna. Not get clear. Rabbi Chanan Hashem Yochum Dolan used to say that if you have a library, so if you've got a good catalogue system, so then the more books the library's got, the better, yeah? Fantastic. You've got more books, you've got more chokhmah, you can always find whatever you need. He said, but a library that doesn't have a good catalogue system, so the more books you've got, the worse it is. A library with a lousy catalogue system is a good library that doesn't have a lot of books, because otherwise you're never able to find anything. You're bringing more books. A catalogue system, you can't find anything. So you can't even find what you want. Rather have a few books and don't bring in all the extra stuff. You won't be able to find it. The same, yeah, if we're learning how to masada our lives, how to organize our lives, so then you just pour in more and more information so you forget what you learned now. You don't internalize, you don't make it real. We'll end up with a lot of books without a catalog system. If you feel good to get your catalog system working properly, then you can start bringing in more and more information. Otherwise, the information just overwhelms you, and you can never find even the little bit that you did know, you can't even find that anymore. Now, the few books that you could find before they brought in all the new books, you can't even find those anymore. So that's, I don't want to go right there because we're just taking a lot of. The bottom line is you see at Boch Hashem, you see, you walk into the Yeshiva, walk into the Beis Medrash, people are walking around talking to themselves. You see the guy pacing up and down at the back. So by the Chazanish, the first Mishnah of Shvius, very difficult Mishnah, I think it was the first Mishnah of Shvius. He was staying with some family of his. So the Chazanish spent 3 weeks saying that Mishnah over to himself, day in and day out, learning the Mishnah loud, learning the Mishnah loud. So there wasn't a person in that family, there wasn't a Boki in that Mishnah. I'm listening to the Chazanish, 24 hours a day, the Chazanish was learning one Mishnah, saying it aloud, over and this way, and that way, and this way, and that, trying to understand it. So all the kids in the house knew the Mishnah by Peh eventually, by the time the Chazanish left. But that's the way to get it into your heart. That's the way to get it inside over and over and over. And not like a parrot over and over. Ani leo Thomas Chocham, Ani leo Thomas Chocham, Ani leo Thomas Chocham. That's not going to get it into you. Ani leo Thomas Chocham. No, what is a Thomas Chocham? How do you go about becoming a Thomas Chocham? What's going to have to change in your life if you want to become a Thomas Chocham? I wanted to be a Thomas Chocham for 20 years and I'm still not a Thomas Chocham. Machasepo, what's going on? That's really the next way. The next way, the fourth of the 48 ways we'll see. It takes the Talmud, it takes Shmiyas Oizen, Arichas Hasayim, and builds it into a whole Musa process. But that's the bottom line. Got to go out there and you've got to talk, speak to yourself. Okay? In the beginning it's a bit like, it's a bit embarrassing. Talk to yourself.